Hi everyone, we are continuing in our Advent devotions, and today we'll be reading from Ezekiel 34, verses 11 through 24. For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them into their own land. I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the ravines, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I'll feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice. As for you, my flock, thus says the Lord God, behold, I judge between sheep and sheep, between rams and male goats. Is it not enough for you to feed on the good pasture, that you must tread down with your feet the rest of the pasture, and to drink of clear water, that you must muddy the rest of the water with your feet? And must my sheep eat what you have trodden with your feet and drink what you have muddled with your feet? Therefore, thus says the Lord God to them, behold, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep. Because you push with side and shoulder and thrust at all the weak with your horns till you have scattered them abroad, I will rescue my flock. They shall no longer be prey. And I will judge between sheep and sheep. And I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them. He shall feed them and be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God. And my servant David shall be prince among them. I am the Lord. I have spoken. Now, the book of Isaiah was written during a very tumultuous time in Israel's history. They were essentially in the process of being conquered by Babylon. Now, at this point, most likely the temple in Jerusalem hadn't been destroyed yet, but things were bad because many people had already been forced into exile by Babylon already. And Ezekiel is one of those exiles as well. And he's speaking these words, God is speaking these words through Ezekiel to these exiles. And the idea of being exiled is being taken away from home, it's being scattered away. And so it's in this context, God tells his people here in this passage that I myself, there's an emphasis here, God says he himself will search for his sheep, seek them out. And a picture given here is one of a shepherd, right? A shepherd going high and low, searching for all of his sheep that have been lost and scattered away. Wherever they're scattered, the shepherd will find them, draw them to him, and bring them home. And we're told here, it's not only a rescue mission, though. If it was a rescue mission, just be like, oh, I found them, and I'll just bring them back home, and there you go, we're fine. But God says, I'm going to feed them. They're going to be home. They're going to be taken care of. Right? There's these pictures of being in a good pasture, good grazing land. It's where like they want to be. And then verse 16, God tells him, I'm gonna seek the lost, those who have strayed. I'm going to strengthen them, bless them, and feed them in justice. Now, that's interesting, right? That God says it's injustice that is happening. But, this is an act of grace, God bringing his people. But justice is important here as well, right? It's actually, God's talking about like judging actually between his people. What's going on here? God is saying like, I'm going to bring you back to me, but you're not going to treat one another poorly anymore either, right? No more oppression, no more injustice, no more only caring for yourselves and not caring for those around you. God's going to make sure that every one of his sheep are cared for. No one will be stepped on. No one's food will be messed up. Verse 22 says, they shall no longer be prey. No more oppression, but provision, justice. They're going to be home. And then verse 23, God says, I will set up one shepherd over my people, and that is his servant, David. Now, if you remember yesterday's devotional, this pointing to the Davidic covenant. The shepherd would be a son of David. And the shepherd, of course, would be Jesus. Jesus would gather God's sheep, God's people, care for them, provide for them, and bring justice. It's not a coincidence that Jesus talks about being the good shepherd in the Gospel of John, John chapter 10, which we talked about a few weeks ago. And Jesus most likely had Ezekiel 34 in mind when he spoke about being the good shepherd. Just as a reminder, this is what Jesus says in John 10, verse 14 and 15. He says, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep." God sent Jesus to us to be our good shepherd, to care for us, to bring us home, to bring us out of, like, from where we've been scattered, out of exile, out of the darkness that we've been in. And he's brought us home, and he wants us to experience provision and just the blessings from him. And he wants us to change. He wants us to treat one another differently and better. And God, well, Jesus shows his love for us, his care for us, that he's the good shepherd who knows us, and he lays down his life for us, to care for us so that we can be God's people. As we continue through Advent, we're remembering, we're focusing our hearts and our minds upon Jesus and all that he did and all he's going to do. And this is an important thing to recognize, that our good shepherd cares for us and he loves us and he laid down his life for us. Let us thank Jesus for shepherding us. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you for your love, your shepherding and kind love for us. Help us to rejoice in that. Help us to remember that. Help us to receive it, Lord. And I pray that love will transform us and change us. It'll change how we live, that we'll know that we're loved and provided for, and also treat one another as you would have us treat one another, with justice and love for one another. Bless us, Jesus. Draw us nearer to you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.